The U.S. economy added 151,000 jobs in January, according to today's Labor Department report. That's less than predicted and far lower than the job growth we saw towards the end of last year. But the unemployment rate dropped below 5%. That's the lowest level since 2008. And in touting the report today, President Obama pointed out what it showed about take-home pay.
This progress is finally starting to translate into bigger paychecks. Over the past 6 months, wages have grown at their fastest rate since the crisis.
Let's take a look with Mike Regan of Bloomberg News. He joins us now. And Mike, put that number, 151,000 jobs, in some sort of context, maybe a low number from the recession and a high number from last year.
Right. Well, like you said, Robin, it was below estimates. The average over the last 5 years has been about 204,000. Just last October, it was almost 300,000. If you want to hear about a really terrible month in 2009, it was negative 823,000. Mm-hmm. So the trend is sort of moderating, but it's important to note that part of the reason that is happening is because we're approaching what many people believe is full employment of the economy. So it's the growth in jobs is naturally going to taper off a little bit as a result.
Right, fewer people. But I want you to underscore that, because as we hear that the unemployment rate dropping below 5%, so healthy. But is that because more and more people are working and not dropping out of the search for a job?
Well, the labor force participation rate, obviously, that's been a big story. It's dropped pretty steadily, not just in the current economy, but since it peaked in 2000 and has been pretty steadily declining. This month, it stayed pretty close to where it was. It went up about 0.1% to 62.7%. So, at least the number is not continuing to go further lower than it has been.
We'll talk about wages, the president touting them. But, this has been the biggest problem with the economic recovery. People are saying it's not showing up in paychecks. And now we're seeing average hourly earnings up 0.5% last month.
Right. And that's up, obviously month over month. The year over year gain is about 2.5%, which is not super robust, but it is higher than the inflation rate. And some of the gains this month, jobs and financial activities were pretty strong, up about 31 cents to $32.19 an hour. Professional and business services were up about 22 cents. One of the really interesting ones was mining and logging. Earnings there rose about 44 cents an hour. But that's a sector that is really losing a lot of jobs because of the slump in commodity prices. So it's more a matter of, people that remain in those industries getting paid more, and the higher paid people, more being asked of them than really robust wage growth there.
Well, it's so interesting. We only have a few seconds here that you mentioned mining, because we're reading about towns in Minnesota, losing jobs because China isn't buying their ore. And so, another town worried that they won't be selling their Caterpillar products to China. So China might be, the thing to look at to see how the economy does going forward. Mike Regan of Bloomberg News, thanks as always for looking at the new numbers out today, new job numbers, far lower job growth. But as you say, maybe that's because fewer people need jobs at this point. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
And of course, many people we know still do. You're listening to Here Now.